Welcome to How Now, the podcast where we talk about how to live in the now. And here's your host, Kim Martin Raymond.
Peace and blessings, love and light, and welcome to this edition of the How Now podcast, where we talk about how to live in the now. I am your host, Kim Martin Raymond. I am a minister, spiritual life coach. I am a holistic nutritionist, author, and founder of Redefining You, LLC, where I help my clients to realign themselves, mind, body, and spirit. And welcome to the How Now podcast. If this is your first time joining us, welcome in. Be sure to go to my website, www.hownowpodcast.com. Pick your favorite podcast platform and be sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe. You can also scroll down to the bottom of the page and it'll take you to the banner for this week's show. And when you click on that banner, it'll take you to the How Now YouTube channel where you can like, follow, share, and subscribe there as well. But be sure to click that notification bell so you always know what's happening in the now. And again, that's www.hownowpodcast.com. So let's get into tonight's show where we are going to be talking about kingdom living and thriving through it. Okay, the holidays are vastly approaching, and we know that this can be a traumatic time for some. Some people are, you know, it becomes a stressful time of year. It can be a depressing time of year. It can be a joyous time. There are so many emotions that are tied to the holiday season. And, you know, we want to be able to find ways to thrive through it. We want to find ways and create tools so that way, as we're going through this season, which comes every year, that we're creating toolboxes so that way we're reaching that into those things that we need to help us to be able to go through the holidays successfully. It's not something that happens once in a lifetime. It's something that happens every year. And so it's a matter of putting ourselves in a position to thrive. And a lot of that comes through knowledge. A lot of that comes through acknowledgement. Because when we acknowledge things that are going on in our lives, then we can begin to start the healing process as we are confronted with some of those emotions and feelings that we are going to have. And to help me to go through the weeds of all of that is my beautiful guest. And of course, as is customary with the How Now podcast, I'm going to have her to introduce herself at this time.
Hey, hey, I am Kamitra Deshay. I am the Kingdom Thrive Coach. I am happy to be here. Thank you for having me on. I am an author. I'm a blogger. I'm a public speaker. And I work with women. I work with kingdom women to help them thrive through certain situations, to grow, give them strategy, give them tools so that they can thrive through barriers that keep them from really excelling in what it is that God has called for them to do.
All right. All right. Well, like I said, we are thrilled to have you here and to talk about this. And so let's talk first about kingdom living. You said you are a kingdom coach. Tell us a little bit about that and how you came about becoming a kingdom coach.
Girl, that goes back to being in church all my life, right? That's where the story starts, right? But when I got ready to go into something, God called me. He was like, no, that's not what we're doing. This is what we're going to do. And of course, when God calls you to do something, you ask God, how do you do it? And so with my coaching, I incorporate scripture. We partner with Holy Spirit to see what tools need to be implemented in your life, what strategy needs to be given unto you, to see what it is that we need to do to get you to the place that God has called for you to be. So kingdom is just, we incorporate God. The little meme that says, don't ask me about it because I'm going to ask God. I'm going to ask God.
I love it. I love it. Angel, and that starts with obedience.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I love that. I love that. I love that you are obedient to the call, because sometimes we're not. Sometimes we're so caught up in you know, doing what we think is the best thing for us that sometimes we don't consult the master. He knows all things. He knows that every hair on our head is numbered. He knows our lives from the beginning to the end. And, you know, it reminds me of a little young lady who's on social media, and she's always standing there, and he'll tell her something, and she'll look at him, and he'll look at her, and she'll look at him, and she said, I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to see what happens. And then she just runs up, and he's just like, no.
Yeah, that's how it is sometimes because we're in the
Yes.
world, right? And the world is so
Yes.
tempting and they make things look so easy. And sometimes it is
Yes.
easier to do things without the kingdom way, but it's not necessarily better for your life. And so obedience definitely, because sometimes you do want to like be like, you know what, God, this looks easier. I'm gonna take this easy route. But
Right,
God is like,
right,
no, I got you. Trust me.
right,
Yeah.
right. That's it. Obedience and trust. So that is definitely key. So, how long have you been doing this coaching? How long has it been?
Coaching has been for a couple of years. I think we're going on 3 years now with the coaching. I wrote my first book in 2021, and around that time was when God was like, "Hey, you need to go into coaching." But as we say with coaches, you've been coaching all of your life. You just did not
Right.
call you did not
That's right.
call
You didn't know
yourself
what it
the
was
coach.
called. That's right. That's right. We're always looking for, boxes and things to put ourselves in. And sometimes when we do that, it's just like, okay, well, I don't know what this is. I remember when I started coaching and a friend of mine said, "You make a great coach." And I was like, "Girl, I'm not athletic." I was like, "I'm big, I'm 300 pounds. I don't know nothing about coaching it." She was like, "Not that kind of coach. Give him
Not
another
that
kind
kind
of
of coach.
coaching." And so I had to do my research. And then when I read up and realized, I was like, "Oh, what coaching is doing." So yes, I definitely get it. It's amazing how we're looking to define things, and even when we're looking for our purpose, sometimes we don't know what it is because we haven't discovered it yet. We haven't heard about it yet, and sometimes if we're limited in where we can go, we may not find it. It may not be, at our house. It may not be on the porch outside of our house. It may not be on our block. It may not even be in our community. And we have to be exposed to it. And that's the beauty of technology, where we've been exposed to certain things so that now we can say, "Oh, wow, I didn't know anything about that." Just like people that kingdom coaching, who knew? And it's wonderful to have platforms like this where we can talk about those things and say, "Okay, this is something that I didn't know about." So, it's opportunities like this that we have to do that. And as you said, you were doing this in 2021. So that's around the time of the pandemic. The pandemic was going on. What were you doing prior to the pandemic?
I still do what I was doing prior, and I just want to go back and first of all, y'all, excuse me because my camera's over here and Kim's over here, and I want to make eye contact with Kim while she's talking. So if you see my eyes going different places, that's why I
That's
am
fine.
actually paying attention. But I want to go back to something that you were saying about we didn't know, right? And that's process, right? And we don't necessarily know process. We don't know why we have go through stuff, or we're having to deal with stuff. It's just so much on our plate, and we don't know or really have the revelation that God is taking us through this process because He has a plan, and this process is going to help you in the plan that He has for you. And so sometimes when you get to the place where you see the puzzle pieces coming together, you can look back and you can be like, "Oh, that's why I went through that. God, I didn't like it, but thank you for taking me through this process to become the person that I am now, because now I can do this and excel in it. I can thrive in it, and I have confidence in you because you built me up through the process." So I think that's always a very beautiful thing. But I do ultrasound. I am a cardiac sonographer, so I've been doing that for 11 years, going on 12 years. Oh, goodness. So yeah, I've been doing that for quite a few years, and I still do that. I'm currently the lead tech in my cardiac department. So,
Nice. So you've been around people, like you say, you've been coaching and doing that for some time, and it's beautiful because, like you said, there's a calling, and it doesn't mean that you necessarily have to stop where you are right at that moment. But like you said, he's preparing you and giving you the tools that you need to be able to make that transition. So here it is, 2021. We're in the middle of the pandemic, and life gives you a pivot. You pivot and you start saying, "Okay, so now, all right, we're doing something different." Because now, were you able to do work in cardiology during that time of the pandemic?
oh yeah, we definitely. I mean, I work at the hospital, so the hospital doesn't close. The hospital doesn't close, so we're always at the hospital. But it was definitely a pivot in how I saw things, because I remember at one point. Okay, so whenever pandemic started, all these doctors were ordering echocardiograms because blood clots was affiliated with COVID. So everybody was getting echocardiograms. So they're sending us into all of these COVID rooms, and I mean, we're like, Mars. Yes. Like, and it's hot. You can't breathe. It's really frustrating. And I remember one day saying to God, you know what? I'm going to do this for you. I stopped viewing the way that I did things for me and thought, okay, I'm going to do this for God, because it changes my perspective and my character when I do that. Because when I show up and I say, I'm doing this for God, I can't come in there with my attitude going off and telling people they're crazy and they need to stop wearing an Echo. I can't do that, because now I've told God, hey, you know what? I'm doing this for you. And because I'm doing this for you, I know that you're going to keep me, because I am dedicating my time and my mindset to you. I know that you're going to guide me through. So it definitely changed the way that I did things sometimes. Things that I didn't want to do. I mean, you know, things that you want to do, it's not a big deal. You can say, hey, I'm doing this for God. But there are some things that are mentally hard and physically hard on you. And it made me turn, it made me pivot and say, you know what, God, this is for you.
Yeah. You see, and that's a wonderful thing that you're saying, because that's pretty much the premise of kingdom living. You know, like I said, you've surrendered, you've been obedient, and now you have to say that, you know, my reason why. You know, we hear that all the time. Now, what is your why? Everybody's asking, what is your why?
What is your why?
That's a huge buzzword now. What's your why? Why are you doing this? You know, and we have to think, even as children, we say that as children, why? And why? That's the favorite thing for a little child to say. Why? Why not this? Why? Millennials, why? Everybody's going back to that childlike way of thinking and questioning things. Everything is not always, you know, what it appears. And so we begin to ask why. And so when you're talking about, you know, mindset, you know, now you're saying, okay, my mindset is different. So now my behaviors are going to follow suit. And so, you know, when you say that you're going to give it to God, or that you're going to do this for his sake, and it changes your mindset, what are some things that you're doing to help in supporting that? You know, is it just, you know, because you just can't say, well, I'm going to do it for God. Yes, it's wonderful to say that. But how do we go about starting?
So I was processing this a while, and I was thinking, because so funny that you were talking about why, you cracked me up with why. True. But I was processing this because I think your why and your foundation are different. Because you can say you're doing something for a reason and not have the foundation of it. And the foundation is what keeps you strong in it, right? So if you keep going about your why without a solid foundation, you're going to get burnt out in the why, because people will burn you out, right? So for me, the foundation, it was, I told my church this story and they were cracking up laughing, because I am not a morning person, but I made sure, you know, I get up in the morning and read and do whatever. And I was just getting up maybe like 30 minutes earlier to make sure I spend time with God and to pray and to read and meditate, journal. I do all of the things, by the way. And I told God one morning, I was like, I don't have time to do everything that, you know, he's telling me to do. Because in the meantime, he was also telling me how to maintain my home and how to make life easier. And I was like, I don't have time to do everything. Uh-oh, you went away. Are you back?
I'm still here.
Okay. I was telling God I did not have time to maintain everything that he was telling me to do. And he kept telling me, get up earlier. Get up earlier. Mm-hmm. Get up earlier. And I was like, you know, I don't do that. That's not me. That's not how I operate. I'm not a morning person.
That's not your ministry.
That's not my ministry. Like, early morning burn is not my ministry. Oh my God. But it became my foundation, and it became my how, and it became what grounded me in the why. Because the more time you spend with God, the more God reveals to you, the more you feel close to him in proximity, the more relationship you have, the more you know how much he loves you and how he's carrying you through everything that you're going through. So the why becomes easier, because when you face rejection or when you face frustration, you still have that foundation of saying, you know what, this is my why, but I'm not doing it for them. I'm doing it for God.
Yes, I love that. I love that. And look, on Christ, what? The solid rock.
The solid rock. Yes.
Okay. If you go back to that old hymn, all other ground is sinking sand.
Yes.
Like you said, you can have your footing for a little while, but your foot's going to start to slip. You know? So I love that you say that. It is about creating a foundation, you know, because once you've created that foundation, then you can start, you know, manifesting in those tools that you need, or having those things to go back to. And that's where I was talking about at this at the you know at the beginning of the show, where we were talking about toolboxes. I
Right.
am a firm believer in that. Just like we have a gas can in our car, and we have a tire iron, and we have a spare tire for the anticipation of something happening, you know, but we have what we need so that that way when we have to reach back for it, it's there. And how are we doing that spiritually? You
Right.
know, we say, and
Right.
you know, we say we call the word of God our daily bread. Okay. Just like when we get hungry and our stomach starts growling and we start reaching for food, what are we reaching for when we are spiritually hungry?
Yes,
You know,
yes, yes, yes,
what
yes.
foundation, like you said, are we building so that way when we at a point of weakness or feeling like, you know what, I don't want to do this, then we can go back and say, but in his word it says,
Amen.
yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely something to go back to because look, when waves come, when the winds blow, sometimes your why by itself is not going to stand. So, yeah, definitely. That's how I do it. And like I said, I journal, I blog, I have a blog. I pray, I listen to worship music, especially we talking about mindset, right? Sometimes the enemy comes at our mind, especially when it comes to our foundation and our why. So a lot of the times I will throw on some worship music and just go into worship to break the atmosphere of the heaviness that's going on. So those are definitely some things that I implement as tools to stay grounded in it. So
Awesome. So the clients that you have or that come to you, what typically or typically are the people that you know would come and seek coaching from you? Is there something that they're going through personally? Like you said, you deal with women. Which type,
absolutely.
you know, how do they come to you?
So, women who have barriers that keep them from thriving, and barriers can be anything. Barriers can be, I wrote in one of my books, that you can call me Bob the Builder because I would build a wall in a heartbeat. If you did something disrespectful, if you came at me some kind of way, like I don't want to fight with you. I'm just gonna build a wall. You stay on that side of the wall and I stay on my side of the wall, right? But if you build enough walls, it becomes a prison. Like you're not only keeping people from getting into you're keeping yourself from going out and enjoying atmospheres and enjoying situations. And I say in that book, you know, Holy Spirit had to come in like a wrecking ball. He was like, this wall gotta go. This wall gotta go. Because how can he use me in the way that he needed to use me if I've built up all of those walls, right? And so for a lot of women, we've gone through situations that bring us to a place of rejection or unforgiveness or just not really knowing balance. Even balance is a wall that keeps us from thriving, right? I think women who are specifically Kingdom Wife Mom Bosses, that is what I market myself as, a Kingdom Wife Mom Boss. But as a wife and a mom, sometimes you bury yourself in that and you forget about you. Like you're still thriving with your marriage and you're still thriving with your children and you're thriving on the job, but you forget that you're a person too, right? You forget, yes, you forget that you that God has plans for you too. Sometimes he didn't specifically just call you to be a wife and a mom and to work this job. He called you to go out and do certain things. But we get in our mindset that we can't handle it or that this is where it stops and that stops us as well. So people who have barriers, many different types of barriers that keep them from thriving. I've been through rejection. I've been through unforgiveness. I've been through unforgiveness. Let me say that again. Unforgiveness is something that just gets down deep into your spirit and you don't even know it's there sometimes. And God had to really, I thought that I had forgiven some people for stuff and God had to call it to me and be like, you need to get down and pray. You need to get down and, you know, ask for forgiveness for not forgiving these people. I think a lot of the times we sweep stuff under the rug and that stuff just becomes a mountain underneath there and it forms unforgiveness and it stops us. God can't do what he wants to do in us and through us if we are walking around with unforgiveness in our hearts. So that is one of the main things. Currently we're working on balance because like I said, being a Kingdom Wife Mom Boss, you have a lot of things to balance, right? And it's okay. I have four kids. My youngest is 14 months. My oldest is 17 years. Me and my husband have been together for 19 years. We've been married for 11 years. So it was easy. It was easy to get lost in that. My three oldest all do sports. We just came out of this a season of Soccer Football and Cheer. So
Yes.
with a 14-month-old and I have a full-time job and I'm writing books and I'm blogging and I'm coaching, like I'm doing all of these things. But
Right.
no credit to me. God, my boast is in the Lord, because when I sit with him in the morning, I hand him my planner and I'm like, all right, God, you gave me all these assignments. I
Right,
need
that's
you to
right.
tell me how to get through them all. And that is a big thing that I love to tell people is, hand God your planner. We're trying to figure it out on our own how we can get all of this stuff done. Not me. I don't want to be that strong. God, here's my planner.
That's it.
Tell me what it is that you need for me to do.
What is it if you will have me to do
what
today
is it
in your name? Yes, I love that.
Women who struggle with things such as that.
Yes, I absolutely love that, because it is. There are so many things, but it all comes back to us. It all comes back to being able to say, okay, again, acknowledgement. I'm acknowledging that I have these things that are going on, because I feel that the only way we can get to a place of healing or get to a place of thriving is to acknowledge where we're weak. And I love that you said that. You know what? You said, Bob the Builder, I was building walls. Okay. Look, I was right there with you, because my whole thing is I always say, Jesus, be a fence and don't make me jump these fences, because these people here, they're going to try me. They're going to try me. So, you know, so we all, get to a point where we have to say, okay, maybe that's not the best course of action. Maybe that's not the best way to go. Like you said, maybe that's not the best way to build walls.
But it takes God to get you there, don't it?
Yes, it does.
Because
yes,
I feel
it
like
does.
My actions were justified at the time. You couldn't tell me nothing.
Yes. And then again, like you said, we're so defined by the roles that we play, you know, that when those roles start to change, then we're like, wait a minute, I wasn't ready for this. Okay. And as a mother of a 35-year-old, and I remember being an empty nester, you were so absorbed and so into everything that your child was doing. And now all of a sudden that child is older. And now all of a sudden that child has a child. Okay. Now it's like, uh-oh. And your roles change, and sometimes we weren't ready for that. And I think also with the pandemic, a lot of us had to sit with ourselves, because there were some things we weren't able to do because of the pandemic. We couldn't get out there and do all of those soccer runs and all these things. And we didn't have things to, quote unquote, hide behind. You know, I can't hide behind this because now I can't do this. And so now I'm sitting here with my children instead of dropping them off. Or cheering them on from a distance. Now what?
You said something there, girl.
So things change. Yes, things change. And sometimes we're not prepared for those changes. And when they come, then we're just like, wait a minute. You know, then you get those people who become overprotective, or we get people who begin to live as moms, begin to live vicariously through their children, because they don't know or they don't remember that they had dreams. And that they had things that they wanted to do prior to having children. And it's just like, when did that stop?
Yeah.
You know? So, ooh. Ooh.
I'm going to say that. I love the how now, because I feel like the how now is, we talk about the pandemic, but you can apply it to so much. So I live in Panama City, Florida. In 2018, we had a Cat 5 hurricane. Hurricane Michael. So we had that in 2018, October 2018, and then turn around a year and a half later, we're dealing with COVID. So right. It was like a double whammy, like bam, bam.
Yeah.
But even after the hurricane, that was a pivot. Like we had to move out of our home because of the damage. We had to stay on the beach side for a while, which was, everybody had to stay on the beach side for a while because the beach side didn't get hit that bad. So traffic was bad and kids still had to go to school. So trying to, like, it was a pivot, right?
Yes.
And in those pivotal moments, sometimes it can become incredibly stressful. So it's funny when you say that, because dropping kids off at sports or doing whatever is sometimes your moment to just like breathe and be. So I am incredibly big on self-care. You cannot, and we all know this, right? You cannot pour from an empty cup. And so
right.
Sometimes we've given so much to so many different people that we've depleted
yes.
ourselves of our own energy, of our own
yes.
strengths, right? And so I am big on taking moments of self-care. Last year, I wasn't really able to do a whole lot of self-care. My mom was dealing with cancer. I was pregnant and I was sick in my pregnancy, still working full-time job, still trying to keep the coaching going. Kids are still doing sports. I mean, like it was just a really busy year.
Life was
and
still
I
life-ing.
life was like life be life-ing. So I didn't have time for self-care. That was probably the worst year ever. Because I was constantly pouring out and I felt like I didn't have a lot to pour in. And let's be real, like they're kids and they're spouses and they're work buddies and all of this stuff. They're constantly tugging on you, even if they don't really know that they're tugging on you. And sometimes you can feel unappreciated in it. So going back to that foundation, because when you feel unappreciated, when you feel let down, that foundation will keep you gripped.
Right.
So that's why I said, girl, you said something there. You were talking about sports and activities because it's our moment to breathe. And that's one of the things like, girl, you have to assess your situations and figure out when you have moments to pour into yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah. And just like you said, the reason why the show is called How Now, because it's not what now. We know what happened, but it's like how. How do we navigate in this space? We recognize and we acknowledge what it is, but how are we doing it? And you see, we don't say what now, because when we say what now, it seems so finite. Mm-hmm. You know, what now is, okay, I did this. But when you say how now, that lets me know that there's a way around this, or there's a way over this, or there's a way under this. There's some way that I'm going to be able to make this work. So it's not what now, it's how now. How are we going to do this? How are we going to navigate? How are we going to create our peaceful existence? And a lot of it, like you said, it comes with acknowledgement. It comes from pouring back into ourselves. It comes from knowing that no is a complete sentence.
Boundaries.
That. And so I'm sure that is something that you help.
Oh, God.
You talk about forgiveness and you talk about being able to release things, because sometimes there's a lot of toxicity that exists, you know, and we have to be able to acknowledge that, because when we can't let go of things, like you said, when we're building up walls, you're creating a prison for yourself, you know? And I just, I had a conversation recently with a gentleman, and he said, you know, people talk about triggers, and he says, you know, when you talk about triggers, the triggers is on your gun. So who are you giving your gun to? And I said, ooh.
That's good. Ooh. That's really, really good.
I said, wow. You know, that, you know, we have to think about that. Yes, we have triggers, but if we have triggers and we're the one pulling that trigger, or somebody else, but who have we given that gun to pull the trigger on us?
The trigger, yeah.
And I said, wow. I mean, and it's a more violent, unfortunately, type of analogy, but we understand it because we understand the word triggers. But it's just going back and saying, okay, now what can I do to prepare myself to be the best version of myself, so that, like you said, I can pour into somebody. I cannot pour from an empty cup. You know, I want to pour from a place of overflow, because it has to be from overflow. Because if I don't pour from overflow and I give you everything that's in my cup, I'm still going to be sitting there with that empty cup, and I'm going to have animosity towards you, because now my cup is empty. And I'm like, well, why'd you take all of it? I want to pour from a place of overflow, so I have some for you and I have some left for me too.
Right.
You know? So that we can toast. Now we can toast.
We both
got something in our cup.
I love that. That's so good, Kim. That's really good. Because now we can do this together.
Yes.
Instead of me pouring into you so that you have energy, but I'm left back here stuck.
Yes, but just like you said, it's about boundaries too, and making sure that we're telling people what it is that we need. Sometimes we don't do that.
That is
Sometimes
really good.
It's a matter of telling people what it is that we need. What is it that we need? You know, I need 5 minutes, or I need you to just give me a minute. I'll be right with you. Because I want to give you the best me. Sometimes in saying no. Sometimes I just say no because I'm like, no. Because, and I'll tell them my reason for saying no is because I want to be able to do this in the best way that I can do this for you. And I can't do that. And because I can't give you my best in this, my answer is no.
Beautiful.
Sometimes people don't know what to do with that. They're like, well, okay. Hopefully you have a plan B. Hopefully I wasn't the only one. I feel like
it's not my job to understand the boundary, but it's definitely my job to respect it. I can think that it's crazy, but if somebody feels like that boundary protects them, it's not my job to understand it. It's definitely my job to respect it. And I think that's something so good going into the holiday season of the how now, right? We got the cup, we got some self-care, we got some boundaries, we got some foundation, we got you, get you some scriptures, we got you going to some prayers, we got you some sit down and hand guide your planner, structure and organize, and don't stress. Like, I think we stress so much trying to be so much for other people, trying to show up to such a capacity for other people, and it just stresses us out. And sometimes we hold that stress in and nobody even knows what we're going through, right? I think I told my daughter, I used to be one of those moms, right? It's Christmas, we got to get gifts. It's teacher day, we got to get gifts. It's the end of the year, we got to get gifts. We got to sign up for everything that the teachers are asking us to sign up for. We got to bring all of this stuff, right? Because we want to show the teachers that we're really involved and really, like, really wanting to get in there. Girl, 1 year I was like, no. Flat out, I was like, no. Not that I didn't do anything. I definitely showed up for something. But I had to shift my mindset to I'm not constantly stressing myself out to please other people. I'm going to show up to the capacity and the way that I can show up to help someone. That became my why rather than people pleasing. But stuff like that, like, what is it that you feel like you have to show up? I heard the word in-laws. Listen. What is it that you feel like you have to show up for to a certain capacity that is stressing you out? It is that place where you need to put you some boundaries.
I love that. And that makes sense. You know, because what I think about is, okay, what are the few things that I can do and do well, as opposed to the many things that I'm trying to do and be subpar? You know, it's like, okay, why am I trying to make the whole Thanksgiving meal when I can make a spectacular cake? Let me just bring the cake. Somebody else is going to bring those other things, okay? Because when things are lacking, people begin to fill in the gaps. You know, we just feel like we have to fill in the gaps. And then when it's not the same, because I know that there have been a lot of people out there, even those who are listening, who, you know, you go and you try to do everything, and then somebody's kind of like, it was all right. This didn't taste like, look, you could have used a little bit more. And you're just like, what?
I did the line and the foundation, because I'm telling you, people will do it every time. They don't mean to, but they will.
Right. And that's what happens. Like you said, we're so busy trying to please people instead of trying to do what we can do. And like I said, I'd rather do a few things and do them well, and know that there was purpose behind it, and know that there wasn't any animosity. I didn't feel any stress behind it. I can just say, you know, this is what I can do, and I did the best that I can do for that. And yay me. That's it. And not be so concerned with trying to do everything. And just like you said, the holiday season, everybody goes nuts. Everybody's out there trying to buy everything and do everything and be everything. And then, you know, you can't even enjoy it.
And it's over, you know? Like that. You know, went through all that stress and it's over in a heartbeat.
One day.
One day, and that's it. You know what I had to do? Another pivot that I had to make post-pandemic, I had to reintroduce myself to me. Yeah. And then I had to learn to value me. And I think in valuing me, I realized that I can't allow everybody access to me, and I can't allow everybody to pull on me, and I can't allow myself to spend more than I have. Isn't that value, right? Like, the value that I have, I can't allow myself to spend more than I have, because then I'm in a negative.
That's right.
Right? So I think that is incredibly crucial. It's value. Like, how do you value yourself? How do you see yourself? Because the boundaries that you set for yourself will show everybody else how to treat you.
That's right.
So if you say, hey, you know what, this is all I can do, even if they have a problem with it now, like, everybody's going to have an issue when you start setting boundaries, because they're used to having all kinds of access to you. So when you start setting boundaries, everybody's going to have an issue, but it's important going forward so that you can really walk in what it is that God is calling for you to do, so that you can walk in your how now, right? So that you can walk in your how now, setting those boundaries and showing people how to treat you, or what it is that you're going to tolerate or not tolerate. That's important. And that's just you valuing yourself and valuing how you show up in the space that you're in.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, what is going to be your gift to you?
Oh, what that's beautiful in this holiday season. I like
that. In this holiday season, what is your gift to you? You're talking about all the gifts that you have to get for everybody else. What are you gifting to yourself? You know, the gift of, like you said, the gift of self-care. Sometimes it's just the gift of sitting down and doing absolutely nothing and being okay with that. Okay,
Do you ever like when you're sitting down and doing nothing, is your mind ever like, I gotta get up and I gotta do something. I gotta get up now, I gotta do something, gotta be productive.
once upon a time.
So it never happens now.
As I've gotten older, no, it still happens every now and then. But as I've gotten to practice meditation, like you said, as I've built a solid foundation,
Right.
now I go back to that foundation. I'm not on that sinking sand. I'm on that foundation where I'm saying, okay, all right, wait a minute. I'm feeling something. You know, it's almost like an indicator light that comes on. You're like the indicator light comes on in your car. You're just like, uh-oh, something's about to go wrong. And then you start thinking, uh-oh, what do I need to do? I might need to take the car by the mechanic and find that I may go need to have a diagnostic. Sometimes that's what happens to me inside my body. Something goes off, and I'm just like, okay, wait a minute now. Something doesn't feel right. You know, some people say, you know, your body senses start tingling. I was like, something's not feeling right. Something's not right. And then I have to stop and diagnose myself. I just start saying, okay, well, wait a minute now. You know, what's going on? What am I feeling? And why am I feeling that way? And when I start questioning myself, when I start asking myself, why am I feeling like this? What is going on? Then it's like, okay, I need to figure out that indicator light is on, something is going on. So before something happens, what do I need to do? And then I go to my go-tos. My go-to, you know, I have a small circle. I have girlfriends that we've been friends since high school. So we've been friends for 30 plus years. We've been through divorces, death, marriage, children, all kinds of things. And I know that those are the people that I can talk to if I need to talk to somebody, you know, or if I just need to sit down. Sometimes it's just a matter of sitting down and taking a deep breath. Because when you take that deep breath, it's like, I'm still here. I'm still living. I'm still here. I'm still in this space. I'm sitting in this chair. And sometimes it's just a matter of bringing myself back to center. Just like you said, yes, pinch yourself. Or rub your fingers together, positive intelligence. Okay, we know all about that. You know, rub those fingers together, you know, and just begin to say, okay, this is where I am, and let me start here. And now that I'm here, now what do I need to do moving forward? What is the next step that I need to take? But just like you said, it takes practice. It's not something that happens overnight. It's not, and just like you said, that's where that prayer comes in. That's where that word comes in. What are you reaching back for when it starts getting real antsy and it's like, ah, it's not fair. What am I going to reach back for? What is going to be in that toolbox? You know, some people talk about bucket lists and all kinds of things like that. I don't say, you know, I don't call it a bucket list, but I like the bucket concept because the bucket has a handle and I can carry some things around that I need to reach into if I need to.
Come
So that's my
on
bucket. That's my
now,
bucket. So I'm gonna reach in there, and sometimes that bucket is more like a well. Okay, it runs deep.
oh, come on now.
It runs deep. So
Yeah.
those are the things. You know, I'm all about the analogies because I want people to realize that, you know, sometimes we have to have those things. What do we have when we need it? Because we have to be in a space of being able to respond and not react.
Yes.
We
Yes.
react to a lot of things. Ah, we start, you know, we start, you know, we explode. We have to get to a space where we can respond. That little indicator light is coming on, or that quote unquote trigger is coming. What do I need to do? Do I wait for it to explode, or do I do something about it? Do I put that safety on so that, you know, or do I keep that bullet in the chamber and start firing off on people?
You said something really important because God, when you have that relationship with God, when you have that foundation with God, He will let you know what's going on, something coming around. He lets you know. But I think a lot of the times, I know for me, there was a time where I was like, I don't want to deal with anything else right now, God. And I had to go back and I had to repent because I was like, God is literally trying to tell you that something is going on in your weary, getting weary and well doing. You basically told God that you didn't want it. I had to go back and had to repent. I'm not gonna lie, but God would definitely let you know. And I love your community. I love that you have community. That is so important. Somebody that you can go to and talk to. I have community, but I also have a coach.
Yes.
I also have a therapist. I
Yes.
have additives in my community because it's non, these people are like my community is close to me. These other
Right.
people they're non-biased,
Yeah,
so I get to
exactly.
have a conversation with them, and they get to tell me exactly what they want. And
Wow.
I think that's important for a lot of people, right?
Absolutely.
If
Absolutely.
you're having issues with just any of the things that we talked about, right? Getting you a coach, getting you a therapist, having you somebody that you can talk to is so key. It's
Yes.
so key.
Yes. Because we have to know to ask for help. And
Right.
sometimes you don't want to try.
That's that acknowledgement.
That's right. That's
That's
right.
that.
I acknowledge that I have an issue, and if it's something that I am not capable of doing of handling, who do I know who can? Or, I need to be directed to who can help me to be able to get through this. And just like you said, and be non-judgmental, because even like you said, with our closest friends and our closest circle, sometimes we don't call out. Like I said, they're the Fab Five for me. Okay, but there's certain ones that I go to with certain things because I know what the expectation is going to be, or I know who's going to, tell it to me straight, and I know who's going to sugarcoat it for me. So, you begin to,
You know where to
you
go to.
yeah, you know exactly who to go to. But like you said, having someone who is non-biased, someone who may not know a lot about the history and who can ask the questions, that need to be asked, because sometimes, it's not until somebody raises the question and then we're like, oh. I didn't think about that.
Yes,
They're seeing it
I
from a
told my
different
therapist one
perspective.
time. I was like, you all in my business. Why are you asking all these questions? She was cracking up. But I have to say this for my super religious Christians,
Yes.
therapy is okay.
That's right.
It's not astigmatism. It does not mean that you're crazy. It does not mean that you can't handle your issues. It means that you have somebody else in your community that you can go to and talk to so that you're not keeping all of that inside of your chest. God specifically was like, you need therapy, you need a coach. And I asked him why. Why do I need these things? And he specifically told me why I needed these things, right? God puts people in our paths and in our atmospheres to help us with the healing process. And
Right.
I think a lot of the times, especially for therapy, a lot of the times when we're going through that healing process, we have to learn from what it is that we're healing from. And sometimes
Yes.
talking it out with your therapist helps you learn from it. So when you get in those situations again, you know how to not react. Like Kim was
Absolutely.
just, you know how
Absolutely.
to move diligently and with wisdom in the situation and not react. And I think that is so important because
It
a lot of
is.
people have stigmatism against therapy, and
Yeah.
it's
It's not. We're
no.
coaches, and coaches need coaches, and coaches
Coaches
need
need
therapists,
coaches.
and
Yes.
therapists need therapists, and everybody. Yeah.
Yes.
We all need someone. We all need, because even though we are spiritual beings living a human experience, we're here. We there are going to be certain emotions that we are going to experience, and we need to know how to navigate through those, and to know that it's okay to express the feelings that we have, but not to get stuck there. And
Right.
sometimes we get stuck in that vacuum, and we just keep allowing it to happen. We can, as the Bible tells us, to be slow to anger, but then say, don't be angry, be slow to anger. But think about it. What is happening? What can I do to respond to this? Why is this happening? And what can I do moving forward? What do I want the end result to be? And I want people to think about that too. When we talk about the holidays coming up and all of these things happening, where do you see yourself in all of that? Do you see yourself enjoying time with your family? What is it that you want from this? Do you want to spend time with your kids? Do you want to see relatives? Do you want to do those things? Or do you want to be sitting there stressing and cooking and spending the whole time in the kitchen and not getting a chance to sit down and laugh and play
Important.
games and do things? What is it that you're looking for? I always say that even when you're talking, even if you're having a disagreement with your significant other, something is going on and you're saying, okay, what do I want the end result to be? Do I just want to be right? Or do I want to be able to lay down and cuddle and not have to turn my back on my spouse because I'm angry? You don't want to go to bed angry. Do I want to cuddle him? So is it important for me to express to him or her or what it is that's bothering me, and then coming to a consensus on that? Or is it just important for me to be right? Think about what it is. What is the end result? What do you want to be the end result? What do you want to happen at the end of the holidays? What do you want to happen at the end of the day on Thanksgiving? Do you want to be sitting there cleaning a pile of dishes, or what do you want to be doing?
What do you want to be doing?
You know, if it's Christmas time, what do you want to be doing? Do you want to spend the time in the corner and running around trying to make sure that everybody's got toilet tissue and paper towels and all these other things? Or do you want to enjoy yourself? What are you doing for you? So we have to begin doing that. What is the result that we want to see come from this? And how can we start working towards that? Because if I don't want to sit there, if it's Thanksgiving and I don't want to sit there doing a whole bunch of dishes, I may say, okay, well, I know that as I'm going along, I'm going to start washing things as I'm going along. You'll start planning
I
if
was
you know
just
what you
about to
want the
say
end
that,
result to
girl.
be. Hit
Ask
it.
the question
Your
and
show.
make the plan. Ask the question and make the plan. That was key right there. I love that. That was very, very key. Even asking the question, okay, what I want the end result to be, and making the plan and getting the tools. I will say, like, for some people, I'm testimony myself. I remember years ago when I really didn't have the money to buy Thanksgiving dinner. So we all waiting until Wednesday when we get that paycheck. Because the banks are closed on Thursday and
Right,
Friday. We do that
right,
Wednesday paycheck and we're going to go buy
right.
Thanksgiving
Close
dinner,
back,
right?
yes.
Stressful situation. Everybody would have been fine, probably with some fried chicken and some, you know what I mean? Like stressing yourself out over these
You make
situations.
all that food, then you can't even eat it all.
Girl, and
Got
then
leftovers for
tools.
a whole week.
Right, what you say? Tools. So grocery shopping. I know Instacart does free delivery on the first three orders. So if you are having issues getting to the grocery store, you got so much going on with work or whatever, use Instacart. Use Instacart a couple of times to help you out. Don't be afraid to look at things that can help you along the way. There are people who have figured things out. Look to those people to see what it is that they figured out and see if it fits your plan. So if you ask that question and you know what you want your end result to be, look for some tools, ask about some tools, pray about some tools that you can implement to get you to that end result. But I love that you were like, plan. And I was like, yes, when you ask the
Yes.
question, plan how you can get to that destination, right?
That's right.
So whenever it is Christmas, are you looking for acceptance? Are you looking for making memories with your time? Right? Are you looking to be accepted by people who probably, oh, that's mean, don't say that. Okay. Are you looking for acceptance to people who probably really don't have a huge impact on your life? Or are you looking to make memories with your, right?
Right.
Those are
Right.
important questions to ask yourself, because whenever you figure out what it is that you want out of the situation, it is then where you can implement boundaries and implement plans to get you to the desired place. And that's what I love to
Absolutely.
help people with.
Absolutely. And then sometimes it's just sit down, servant, and rest a little while. Sit
Yes.
down somewhere. Go and sit down somewhere. Like I said, and take a deep breath and just say, okay, just need to breathe for a minute. Just need to rest for a minute. You know,
Right.
I'm just
Right.
going to sit down here and enjoy my family and let them dishes pile up until they fall out of sleep. But you had a good time. You know, we,
Been
you
there,
know.
done that. I'm not doing dishes right now. We're
Yes.
playing a game. We're watching a movie. I'm not gonna press myself to do that right now. It's
Okay,
fine.
the holidays are coming up, and let me tell you about how I'm looking for a pop-up tree.
Hey,
I
I
need a
thought
tree to
my
just
kids are
go
like,
ding and be up. That's it. I just need to put a
that
pop-up tree. Yes, it's a thing. Yes, you can go find it where they have pop-up trees, and it's interesting that you say that because I went to the store and people were like, "What's a pop-up tree?" And I was like, "It's a good thing for a couple of years." It pops up, it has the lights on it and everything already, and then it just comes down to a flat thing and you
okay.
can store it. It's wonderful. Okay, so there are all kinds of things, okay? But like I said,
Wow.
that's a whole nother show. But you know, you have people who are always looking for gifts throughout the year. And then we think, well, getting all that for this early, you know, it's just January. It's just February. That stuff is on sale and they're using it for next year. They're not out there in the rat race, in the scuffle with everybody else who's doing their shopping the day before.
Why
So
do we have
it's
issues with people
all.
finding peace in their processes? Oh, leave them people alone. They finding
I
out
say,
what
oh,
works for them.
okay, because you know those classic quintessential procrastinators, you know, find out that when we procrastinate, sometimes you know we have to think about what the results are going to be, and we have
Miss
to be okay.
the
We have to be okay with the results.
Yeah.
Understand that if you procrastinate, there's a possibility that something may go wrong. But if it does, are you going to be okay with that? And that's where that forgiveness comes in. Can we forgive ourselves when we take missteps? Because sometimes it happens. Like
Yeah.
we said, life's life. What happens? You know, a couple of not too long ago, there were issues with the Federal Reserve, and people were not getting their paychecks.
Yep. That's that
Okay.
foundation. Do you trust God is going to take you through it? Baby, that foundation, when he says solid
Solid.
as a rock,
Okay.
the peace that surpasses all understanding, because
All
situations
understanding.
can happen and you just be
Okay.
like, why am I so calm? I should be snapping right now.
Foundation. I'm gonna snap for you. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Because it's all about, like you said, building foundations. And that's what's going to help you to thrive through this kingdom life, through all
Yes.
things that acknowledgement, that understand that having a plan, that seeking help and asking for help when we need to ask for it, filling our cups to a point of overflow, like we talked about. Okay. Because the one thing that we have to remember, and this is something, and I've said this at in numerous shows that I've done, because it was something that someone shared with me, and it was talking about an egg and how we talk about an egg is not as useful as it can be until it's broken. We can decorate it and it can look lovely, as it, but it's not until we crack it that we can use what's inside of it
That's in service
to
purpose until it's
move. Yes, until it's broken. So sometimes we have to get to a point of being broken before we
broken.
can
Gracefully.
be used of God.
God breaks with grace, though. Lord Jesus, he
Yes, he
breaks with grace.
does. Yes, he does. And it can be used to make something beautiful, or it can be used to make something that can sustain someone. It can be used and mixed with other things to make something even better. But there are ways that it can be used, but it has to be broken first. And like you
Okay.
said, in a positive way. And so, we are constantly looking for how can we acknowledge, how can we, become the better versions of ourselves if we don't realize that anything is wrong. And so I love that. I love that. That kingdom walk is that foundation. It is that foundation. It is that word. It is that what am I reaching back for? It's that bucket. What am I carrying with me so that way I'm not waiting until something happens? Because life is going to happen. Things
Oh,
are going
yeah.
to happen, and they're going to happen more than one time. So what are we doing to prepare ourselves? How are we getting ready? How are we
Right.
getting ready? Because we're going to walk, and when we can't walk, what is he going to do? He's going to carry us. All right, honey. So, look, we can go on for days and days and hours, but that's it. The beauty of this show is that people are always welcome back. Once you're here, you can come back as many times as you want to because it's my show and you can come as many times as you feel like. So I always tell people, because what's happening now may not be happening in 2 hours, 2 minutes, 2 years, 2 days, 2 months from now. So you're
Yeah.
always welcome to come back and tell us what's
Sure.
going on in you now. So before we wrap things up, I want people to know how they can get in contact with you, if they're interested in coaching or if you have any publications or things that people may be able to get access to. How can people get in contact with you?
How can people get in contact with me? I have a website. It is ClemetraDeshay.com. That is ClemeT as in Tom, RA. Deshay, DASHIE.com. That is the same for my email, ClemetraDeshay@gmail.com. Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, I'm on all of those under ClemetraDeshay. So you can find me on any of that. We do have a publication. We have a 28-day devotional. It's called Dear Heavenly Father, Proclamation of Love. And it's just a 28-day devotional every day talking about something different of why we love God, how God loves us. And it has journaling paper in there because after every day, we got to talk to God. We got to journal.
Yes.
I have a challenge coming up. It is a oh, somebody's coming home, so we might hear a little bit of noise. My
Okay.
ring went off. I have a 14-day challenge coming up. It is called Fortified Wife Challenge, and it is teaching us to use what we are equipped with to stand against opposition and barriers that we have in thriving in those roles, being a wife, mother, and a boss. I have a de decree and affirmation book. I feel like I'm saying a lot. I have a decree and affirmation book
Yes.
coming out at the beginning of the year. And so I'm really excited about that. Once you go on my website, you can sign up for newsletters, and I will send out we send out week
Fantastic.
weekly empowerment newsletters.
Awesome.
So that's the gist of how you can get in touch with me.
All right. Well, that's wonderful. Like I said, we know www.phametradeshay.com. And you can do the same thing with her Gmail. And like I said, we'll put that in the description when the show airs. So you'll be able to find out all things Clemitra Deshay. So I love that. I love that. So we'll make sure we put that in the comments. Okay. Now, as we're wrapping things up, one thing that I always ask my guests is, what are you doing? How are you living in the now? How are you living and navigating in the space that we're in?
A trust in God because the space that we're in is crazy. There's so much crazy things going on in the world. But I definitely oh, there's my 14 month old. But I definitely stay reading. Like I said, get up early in the morning. I give God my planner. I stay reading. I stay journaling. I stay praying. And just hearing his voice so that I can pivot when I need to pivot. It's a very hard life as it is. It's even harder when you don't live it with God, because God can see what's coming down the street. He can see what's around the block. So when you have that relationship with him, he'll get you ready for what it is. So my how now is, I know the world is going crazy somewhat a little bit around us, but I am trusting and leaning on God to take my next step.
I love that, honey. He orders our steps. That is beautiful. That is beautiful. But before we wrap things up again, are there any final words that you'd like to leave with our listenership, regarding kingdom living and regarding, thriving in this space and during this time of the holiday season?
God has equipped you with everything that you needed for what he called you for. He didn't call you for something that he didn't equip you for. Sometimes it's just a matter of going through the process of revealing those things or healing so that you can see those things. So whatever it is that you might be struggling with or whatever it is that you're facing that you don't feel like you can overcome, remember that God has already equipped you. He has already equipped you to conquer what it is that is trying to conquer you. So breathe, take a moment and rest, sit down and figure out what you need to feel secure, what you need to feel like you can do, can get through this, and make a plan from there.
All right. You've heard it here. Well, darling, thank you so much for being with me, for sharing this space and this time and your wisdom and all that you've brought to us today. We appreciate you. You are now officially a part of the How Now family. And like I said, you are always welcome to come back any time. We look forward to when that time we're connecting again comes again. Happy holidays to you.
Blessings to you. Thank you for having me.
That's what you're seeking to do. And we just, I said, we're praying that God continues to order your steps and moves you forward in the way that he would have you to go. So again, thank you so much for being here. All right. And so that will do it for this edition of the How Now podcast, where we talk about how to live in the now. And until we see you the next time, I say peace.